Good to see everyone this morning. Hope you brought your Bibles with you today, and we are going to be studying in Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to be continuing a series of lessons on the Sermon on the Mount. And we've been studying through the Sermon on the Mount for a while now, occasionally, not every Sunday, but just as it comes up once in a while. And this morning we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 7 and verses 1 through 6. Matthew chapter 7 and verses 1 through 6. And this is Jesus teaching on judging. So here's a popular topic that a lot of people like to think about today. Let's read through these verses here, and then we'll come back and discuss some of the things that Jesus says. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Psychologists today tell us that the number one judgment that we make is whether or not people that we associate with are good or bad. And that is a judgment that we make on just about a daily basis. When we meet somebody new, we try to get a sense, is this person a good person or is this person a bad person? And depending on the level of interaction we have with them, that judgment then deepens and we develop an attitude toward them that is either going to reflect that we believe that they're a good person or that we believe that they are a bad person. And why is it that we do this? Because we want to know whether we can trust the people who interact with us in life or not. Now, this judgment works on a lot of different levels, such as our coworkers, those we interact with at work. There are also church members. There are our spouses, and of course, our children. And at each one of those levels, we exercise different amounts of judgment. The problem comes in when judgment or judging creates permanent barriers between people. And instead of using that as a general rule of thumb on how we interact with other people, because look, the truth of the matter is that we judge people all the time in just about every aspect of our life. But the problem becomes when our judging creates barriers so that we no longer want to associate with that person. And we will judge someone as undeserving of our time, our attention, our money, and many other things in this life. Now, here's the issue. This is the big issue. If God did that with us, then where would we be in our relationship with Him? Because He's perfect, He's flawless, He's perfectly moral, He owns everything. And if He judged us the same way that we judge other people, then we just wouldn't have a relationship with Him at all, would we? But you see, God has not done that. He has not so judged us in that way. He has given us an opportunity to interact with Him, to have a relationship with Him, to love Him, and to engage in fellowship with Him. And so if God has so treated us, then what He is wanting us to do is to treat other people in the same way. In other words, we've got to apply the grace of God in our lives toward others. And judging, in general, will prevent us from doing that. And so that's the big picture of this. God has been gracious with us. We need to be gracious with others. And in general, judging other people prevents us from following God's example. Now we can get into the nitty-gritty, okay? That's the big picture, so to speak. Now let's get into the basics or the nitty-gritty of what Jesus is saying here. And he's got four things for us to think about in this section. First of all, there is the command. Do not judge that you be not judged. Do not judge. That's the basic command. Secondly, he wants us to understand that judging creates more judgment. Now think about that. We'll think about that in a minute. Judging creates more judgment. Third, he wants us to think about why we judge. And then finally, he wants us to think about how we should judge. So all of these things are considered here in these six verses. So let's take a look at them and think about the scriptures together. First of all, Matthew 7 verse 1, probably one of the most quoted verses in the Bible. Judge not that you be not judged, right? And I think just about everybody knows that verse and they're quick to apply it, especially people who are involved in some kind of sinful situation and they don't really want to be found out or they don't want to reveal that. Then they will say, oh, judge not, lest you not be judged. Was Jesus talking about that? Was he referring to? Well, yes and no. First of all, what is judging in general? What is judging? What is it? What does it mean to judge? Judging is an act of discrimination based upon some kind of standard. All right? So we may look at somebody and we may judge, well, based upon, let's say they have nice clothes and they generally act in a good way. And we look at them, they say, oh, and they drive a fancy car. We may look at them and say, oh, they've got a lot more money than I do. That's a judgment, all right? Or we look at somebody else over here, they dress kind of shabby and their car is kind of old. And well, there's a poor person right there. That's a judgment, okay? Judgments happen all the time. We judge people. It's an act of discrimination based on some kind of standard, all right? That's what judgment is. It means to separate, pick out, put apart, or to choose. That's what's involved in judging. And by definition, everyone judges other people to some degree. Everyone. You've got to use some basic judgment in this world, in this life, or you'll just be taken as a fool, you know. There's got to be some basic judgment. Well, Jesus isn't talking about all of that. He is speaking about judging in the sense of condemning other people, in the sense of excoriating them, excluding them from your life permanently, saying, I'm not going to have anything else to do with that person because he did this or she did that, you know, whatever it might be. And so Jesus' basic command, do not judge lest you be judged, doesn't have to do with not judging anything. That would be impossible. No single person in this life would be able to get through life without making some kind of judgment. And so he's not saying never judge anything about anything. That's not what he's talking about. So what is he talking about? And in fact, in the same context, Jesus himself tells us to judge. Look at verse 6 here in this context. He says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. He's telling us in that verse to make some judgments. He's saying, if you have something that's holy, don't give that to the dogs. He's saying, if you have some pearls, don't cast them before swine. He's not talking about literal dogs and literal swine here. He's talking about people. He's saying there's some people out there that he would categorize as dogs. There's some people out there that he would categorize as swine. That's a judgment. And a pretty strong one, if you think about it. So if Jesus is saying, never do any judging, then he turns right around and does it right here in verse 6. So that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about never judging anything. So what is Jesus talking about? Well, he's talking about calling us to a higher standard. And that is the standard of treating other people as we want to be treated. So let's say that you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're like, man, I don't look the best today. And I can probably say that on just about any given day myself. So I get up and I get out, you know, and somebody looks at me and says, ooh, I'm not going to have anything to do with him. Just look at him, you know. And so I think, well, I'm not who I look like, right? I'm better than who I look like, right? So I want to be treated like you would treat it, not just like you would treat a person that doesn't look very good, but like you would treat a human being. I think everybody wants a certain level of respect, regardless of how they look or regardless of how they might feel that particular day, because we don't always feel great every day. And so what Jesus is saying is this, treat other people the way that you want to be treated. You know, he says that right here in verse 12, of the same chapter. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And Luke 6 and verse 31 says, and just as you want men to do to you, you do also to them likewise. So if you don't want anybody judging you, condemning you, casting you out, kicking you away, then that's not how we should treat them either. That's kind of what Jesus is talking about here. Do not judge, lest you be judged. Okay? That's the idea. And so he calls us to this higher standard. He calls us to the standard of treating other people like we want to be treated. And that's fundamental to understanding what kind of judging Jesus is talking about in this passage. Okay? So now Jesus said in other places, like John chapter 7, verse 24, he said, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. So there's another verse that talks about how Jesus doesn't want us to judge unrighteously or according to appearance, but to be righteous in our judgment. Listen to Luke chapter 6 and verse 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. So there it kind of brings it into a little bit further context, what Jesus is talking about. In other words, you know, if you don't want to be judged by other people, then you don't judge. If you don't want to be condemned by other people, then don't condemn. If you want to be forgiven, then you need to forgive. That's what he's talking about here. Basically, God doesn't want us to write people off, to just say, oh, I'm not going to have anything to do with them because they're not like me in some kind of superficial, shallow way. In that regard, everyone deserves a chance and everyone deserves a second chance. That's what we need to be focused on, giving people an opportunity to have a relationship with us and hopefully also an opportunity to have a relationship with God. That's what this is about. So we will go as far as the other person wants to take that relationship. Now, they may limit that relationship and they may say, whoa, back off a little bit, you know. Okay, no problem. I don't have a problem with that. If you want to limit the relationship, that's on you. But as far as I am concerned, I want a relationship with you and I want to develop that relationship with you and I want it to deepen and grow. That's what I want. And so that's what Jesus is talking about here. Ultimately, we are not the judge. And that's important to keep in mind here. We do not condemn. It is God who is ultimately the judge. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 13, Paul says, God judges those who are without. In other words, we as Christians, we don't have anything to do with judging people who are outside the body of Christ. God judges those who are without, is what Paul says. And in a verse we talked about in our Bible class this morning, John 3 and verse 18, Jesus said that the primary factor in someone being judged or condemned is their unbelief. Listen to this. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And so judgment, final judgment and condemnation is not really related to us and what we think about other people. It's primarily what a person thinks about Jesus Christ and what their relationship with him is. And if they have a relationship with him, then that's great. If they don't, then that's what's going to condemn them. That's what's going to judge them. So judging those who are outside the body of Christ is something that we ought not to do. And then judging those within the body of Christ is something that must be done according to the word of God, and it must be done with great care. You turn over to Romans chapter 14, for example, and look at verses 9 and following. The Apostle Paul says in those verses, "For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, for it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.' So then, each of us shall give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's way." So I should be focused on me and not putting a stumbling block in front of you, and you should be focused on you not putting a stumbling block in front of me. And then when it comes to judging, we need to understand that every single one of us is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and he's going to use this standard, the standard of the Word of God, to judge us. Now, we talk about this standard as the standard of judgment, and that's good. God wants us to do that, and he expects us to do that. And that's why we share God's message with other people, because God will do the judging based upon his word. John 12 and verse 48, Jesus says, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last day." And so it's the word that judges. Not me, not you, but God's word. If we're talking about the word, then what needs to happen? I need to apply the word to my life. You need to apply the word to your life. And we need to accept one another and help one another as much as possible. As much as possible, as much as we possibly can. And that precludes judging one another, because we want to encourage one another to be faithful. Faithful Christians ought to encourage other faithful Christians to continue to be faithful, to overcome the sin that's in their life, and to strive to do what is right. And so, again, our job is to go as far as others are willing to go without judgment and let them make the call. And that's where I'm going to go with them, as far as they are willing to go with the Word of God and applying that Word to their life. So judging, that's all of that is involved in this command that Jesus gives. Judge not, that you be not judged. Now look at verse 2. "For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Many people want to judge without being judged themselves. And I think that's one of the big problems with judging, you know, is that, oh, it's easy for me to sit back on my throne of judgment and point, "Oh, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that." You know, we all do that. And we can feel very self-righteous in doing that, can't we? You know, but Jesus is saying, nope, don't do that. Judging creates more judging. When you judge, you open yourself up to being judged. And look, this is basic fairness, if you think about it. Because if I'm standing in judgment over you, and I'm equal to you as a human being, and look, as human beings, we're all equal to one another. The Bible teaches that, right? We're all created in God's image. So we're all equal to one another. If I'm standing in judgment over you and I'm equal to you, then you have a right to stand in judgment over me just as equally. That's basic fairness. And so if we decide we're going to evaluate someone else, then it's only fair that they have the opportunity to evaluate us back. If you don't let them do that, then what you're basically saying is, I am better than you are. I am greater than you are. And you don't have the right, as a human being, to criticize me. But I have the right to criticize you. Well, what gives you that right? Just on a basic human level, we don't have the right to do that. Acts 17, verse 26, Paul says that God has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. We all come from the same stock, in other words, which means we're all basically fundamentally equal to one another. And so we need to treat each other in this manner. We need to respect each other as equals. Now, is that talking about like positions of authority and jobs and things like that? No, it's not talking about that. That's different. That's a different situation. But on a basic human level, we're all equal to one another. I'm not talking about jobs and job positions and authorities that people have and jobs and stuff like that. That's different. But just as basic humans, you run into each other at the grocery store, it ought to be, hi, how you doing? Things are going great, if they are, you know, or, you know, could use a little work, whatever. And I love you, and I'll see you later. You know, that's how it ought to be between everyone when we see each other all the time. We ought to have that level of respect and love and care and concern for one another, treating each other as equals. Now, another thing that Jesus has under consideration here when he says, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you, is the notion of revenge. Because judging can be used as an instrument of revenge. Think about that for a minute. If you judge me, then I'm going to judge you back. Oh yeah. You're going to judge me? Well, you just watch out, because here it comes. Well, what is that? That's just flat out using judging as revenge, isn't it? And people do that all the time too. Sometimes they call it the rule of reciprocity, but it's really just good old-fashioned revenge. It's not the standard that we talked about earlier of whatever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you to them also. This is the standard of you do unto me and I'm going to do unto you. Right? Well, that's not how we should act either. And so judging creates more judging. And so the idea that we should just go out there and start judging left and right, it's going to create so many problems for us. And it's going to be, we're going to put ourselves in a position where we're not being faithful to the Lord either. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got two more points in this sermon and we are out of time. So I'm going to stop right there for today. And then next week we'll come back and we'll finish this. We'll talk a little bit more about judging. We'll talk about why do we judge, Matthew 7:3, and then we'll talk about how we should judge also. And we'll just go ahead and finish this up at a later point. But this morning, you know, we've talked about judging and we want to judge righteous judgment, as Jesus says. And the standard for judgment, as we mentioned earlier, John chapter 12, verse 48, the standard of judgment is the Word of God. And so what we all need to do, every single one of us, is get together and understand what this book is saying to us on an individual level, and then take this book and apply it faithfully to our lives. Me to my life and you to your life. That's how we need to be going forward. And we need to be working with one another to study this book and to learn this book and to make sure that we're doing the best that we can with it each and every day. And maybe this morning you would like to study more about God's Word. Maybe you're looking at this and thinking, you know what? God's Word is the judge, and I need to I need to submit myself to Jesus, who is the final judge. And this morning you can do that. Jesus has told us what we need to do to avoid condemnation, the condemnation of disbelief. And how do we avoid that condemnation of disbelief? By hearing His word and believing it, repenting of our sins, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. Our sins will condemn us. Our own sins will judge us in that last day if we haven't taken advantage of the generous offer that God gives through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we need to take advantage of that great offer so that we won't be standing on that day of judgment condemned, but rather justified by Jesus Christ and His righteous life. And so if anyone needs to respond to the invitation this morning, we invite you to do just that while together we stand and while we sing.